Okay, Rex, you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. Last time, what I remember from the live chat we were having earlier, you told me the book that was currently in that time that was on hold for you that you were doing, that was 200 pages. So the current book that we'll be talking about will be the same 200 pages, or is it more or less?
The editing what I need right now, the book is 420 pages.
Okay, that makes sense. 420, and any desired deadline to meet? How soon do you want us to add up the ghostwriting? How soon do you want us to complete?
Well, there's no writing to do. This is straight editing.
Straight editing. And I guess you'll be after developmental editing, what we spoke earlier. Detailed editing.
I'm sorry. If you could repeat that again.
I'm saying last time we spoke about developmental editing, so I guess you're after the same thing. That is detailed editing, where we would help you with the grammatical errors. We would help you with compliance check. We would help you create plot of the story, help you add humor to the book. Everything that's required to fix the book will be a part of the job.
Okay, what I'm used to is copy editing. I don't need developmental. I'm sorry?
Yes, that's much more cheaper. Line-by-line editing includes grammatical errors and a compliance check. That's it. So we just make sure everything's up and up on the book. All right, there are no errors in it. All right, just run through a plagiarism check, make sure there's nothing copied, or that will put you in trouble, and hand it over to you.
No, it's not. this book, here's the problem with the book.
Of course, I know you have not copied it, but of course you would need a plagiarism report just to make sure it's not coming out of somewhere else, you know, just to be on the safe side. So you can, of course, apply for the copyright.
I understand completely. I'm not a novice, please.
But
I don't want a lot of red marks. I don't want to, because it's not going to help. And I have to explain the book from the beginning, because the last editor, I've had it edited, and it was very expensive to do it. And then after the guy finished editing it, he turned around and said, "My God, you wrote something totally surprise ending, and now I have to go back and start all over again because everything I did, now I understand it." So, you know, he just started marking the hell out of my book, and without, you know, I tried to tell him that, you know, read the last chapter before you start editing. And that's what I would ask your team to do. You know, read the last few pages, then they might get it, because it's all about, you know, it starts out with a brother and sister and a family, but it's not. It's not a brother. There is no sister. What it is a very sick person who, you know, grew up with mental illness, and what do I want to say? You know, he had a normal high school life. He had went into the military and got screwed up more. Came back out, and he became a split personality and a serial killer. So, but it's what I did in writing the book was make the sister the one who's doing most of the talking. That's the split personality part, and transgendering, and all of that stuff way ahead of its time. I started this book 3 years ago or more. So, whoever's going to edit has to know that as they're starting out reading the book. That's very important. Otherwise, I'm going to get a lot of red marks.
No worries about it. We won't just start the editing. You know, as soon as you send the manuscript to us, we would send you a questionnaire form to fill out so that you can put down all your notes in it. And if required, we would go ahead and interview you over the phone as well, just to make sure that, you know, you can explain the story first, explain your concerns first, and then the ball will be rolling.
Right.
So it's not that send the manuscript and the next day the editor would start editing it. It's not like that. It would take time, at least 48 hours, for the person to sync with you first, and once you both are on the same page, then the job will be started. So don't worry about it.
How about the ghostwriting? You know, I have a lot of, terminology, things that I use, and I don't know if your ghostwriters can pick up on how I think and how I write, but it's got to kind of be the same. I have a lot of readers who love my work, And then what concerns me with ghostwriting is that's going to get lost.
I'm 100% sure where you're coming from. And ghostwriting is something that we offer too, and ghostwriting interviews are much more important, all right, because we don't have anything in front of us in terms of a manuscript. So first we interview you from the beginning, from top to bottom, and once, you know, it's possible that one phone call is not enough, so there'll be multiple phone calls that will be interviewed, scheduled for you.
Right.
Teamwork accounts will be shared with you.
Right.
Questionnaires will be shared with you. And as I said, you know, once you and the team sync, then they start to do the job for you. Ghostwriting is a bit expensive. Editing is a bit cheaper in terms of pricing.
Okay, that's the kind of stuff if you can send to me, I would appreciate it. You have my email, right?
Yes, I do have. Last time you emailed me, give me a moment. I'll just confirm it right away. Last time we were using the email as rexbarton2@outlook.com?
Yes. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. So
anything else, my other email, everything goes to junk, and I lose a lot of it. So Rex Barton is more secure.
No problem.
And also, if you could give me, you know, prices again on ghostwriting, prices for editing. Now, the ghostwriting, you're not going to have a blank page. You're going to have a fourth to a third of a book, maybe even a half. But I had to stop because of health. So, you know, I would love to continue on and try to continue writing, but I now I got a company and social media and everything else I've been trying to do. And that's another thing, too. You might even though I'm hiring a social media person who's experienced, anything you guys can do to help, you know, get my branding going. And I'm already out in the world. I use Ingram Sparks as my printer, as probably you do. You know, they sent me out, but I have no follow-up. So, you know, having 20 Amazon sites and many, many bookstores all around the world doesn't help me unless I can get in contact, and I haven't been able to.
No worries. If you can allow me a quick 10 minutes, I'll go and shoot up the costing for you for both, for editing and for the ghostwriting. Have a look at it, and, of course, we'll go and take it from there.
Okay.
Anything
good, Daniel. Thank you.
I can email for you.
Okay. Good. I look forward to it then. And,
I'll add the 50% discounted cost for you, by the way, just to let you know. The editing for 400 pages is normally at a rate of $1,800. With the 50% discount, it's down to $900. And ghostwriting for up to 400, 500 pages is around $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Let me wait for your comments, and then we'll get back in touch later. What time is it there? You're what?
Eastern.
3 hours ahead?
You're in Eastern right now, so it's 4:15 at my place.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, sir. I'll be in touch with you again. Bye for now.
All right.